The pursuit of mind-expanding techniques toward a heightened state of self-awareness has been a mysterious journey, beginning in Jerusalem and wandering into the high mountains of Tibet. And today, the quest for mental and physical self-awareness ranges from the ridiculous to the sublime, from electronic hi-fi stereo alpha brainwave stimulators to cocaine, from fad books to fantasy islands, from biofeedback to subliminal programming. No wonder there's so much discord in family, social, and international life. Every individual hears a different drummer, sees through a different lens, perceives through a different filter, and decides as a result of a different computer program in his or her own unique brain. The ability to accept the fact that everyone is unique and to be able to understand another person's point of view as if you were that person is called empathy. And empathy is the ability to walk in another Indian's moccasins for a mile before passing judgment. Empathy is feeling with someone else, while sympathy is feeling for someone else. Empathy is when you watch the marathon runners at the 20-mile mark and your own legs ache. Ask yourself the questions. How would I like to have a husband like me if I were my wife? How would I like to have a mother like me, a manager like me, a boss like me if I were my employees? How would it feel to be a white shoeshine boy in downtown Johannesburg? What would it be like to be an American maid in an exclusive district of Mexico City? Are you able to empathize with young people, or do you tell them to shape up or ship out? Does it exasperate you that there are so many weirdos around compared to you? Did it ever occur to you that you may seem really weird to others too? What is certain is that we need to understand what being human really is, and that is a changing, growing, imperfect, but amazing living creation. And the winners have that marvelous ability to understand their own relationship to their own environments and to the many people and events that interact in everyday life. Winners realize that adaptability is the key to success and even the key to survival in today's world full of sensory bombardment. During the past 100 years or so, electronic technology advancements in telephone, television, satellite, and computer communications have accelerated to the point where we are subjected to more information transactions in a single day than our grandparents experienced in their entire lifetime, more in one of our days today than in all of their lives. And yet there has been little change, if any, in our evolution during the past 500,000 years in our ability to cope with or adapt to our rapidly changing society.